A special night for an individual on the women's basketball team and a big win for USF in women's hoops. You will hear plenty of the victory in Greenville, North Carolina. Derek Sharp here, just recording this after getting back late with the team. In fact, my newspaper, the Tampa Bay Times, beat me to the house. I put a picture of that on Twitter, at Derek Sharp, D-A-R-E-K-S-H-A-R-P. And we are taping this at 3:24 in the a.m., but wouldn't have it any other... Okay, that's kind of not true. I would maybe have done this an hour, or at least an hour earlier, but we'll definitely be pleased to pass along what we're going to pass along to you. A full highlight reel of an incredible stretch in the fourth quarter where the Bulls outscored the Pirates 19-0 with Enna Pahajic scoring 16 of those points and getting her career-high 35. You'll hear all of her big three pointers and all 16 of her points, give or take a free throw, but she had so many, I don't know if we'd have time for the whole show to have all their free throws. It was that kind of night and that kind of wow. Also, a one-on-one that I was able to get with Enna, as Jose Fernandez kind enough to let me do that. Usually after home games, you know, the players do the talks with the media via the press conference, but on the road games, we just sort of, you know, get on the bus and go. But we had a little extra time, and I thought, why not see if I could talk to the player herself, and that wasn't even a problem to do. So I would really appreciate that, and you'll hear from Enna in just a little bit. You'll also hear from head coach Brian Gregory. Now, on tomorrow's show, we'll get more into the upcoming opponent for the men's basketball team, but some really cool things he said, if you missed it, from his coach's show on, you know, we're so caught up here in the results and the performances and the stats and what's the next game. But really, and this is something you'll hear between he and Jim Lighthall from the coach's show on Monday night, hasn't told the story long form of, you know, the belief that he could do something here, the what it took to get him here. And I think it was outstanding. You're going to hear it if you missed it. But before we get into all the basketball, and oh, by the way, we're going to tell you about a special lady on the women's soccer team that got a big-time honor on Wednesday. Definitely worth noting. But we're going to start with football because we said it was coming soon, the spring football games date being announced, and indeed it was. April the 13th, which is a Saturday. And if you heard the latest episode of Bull Speed Ahead with Michael Kelly, you know that the vice president of athletics went ahead and let us know that it is going to be at Corbett Stadium. The soccer stadium always is a cool environment for the spring game. And the street festival will start at 11 o'clock outside the stadium, as the press release says. Normal pregame tailgating activities will be allowed in campus lots. That should be fun. And fans are also encouraged to bring blankets, you know, because you're probably going to be sitting on the berm a lot of you because of how it's going to be an overflow crowd. Plus, the hills out there with the soccer stadium, the way it's configured, just a beautiful setup for an event like this and for the fans on a Saturday, April 13th, 1 o'clock kickoff. In all likelihood, we will carry that for you right here on Bulls Unlimited. There is a baseball game that day at Tulane, and that is a 3 o'clock game. So I'm guessing with the 1 o'clock kickoff for the spring game, that will be a remembering from last year, an affair that will allow us to bring it to you live and not miss any of the action from baseball. So looking forward to that. Now on to last night's game, and it was headed for and even Jose Fernandez said it to us as we were getting back to start the second half. Lori Garnett, the SID for women's basketball, and I were sitting there, of course, right next to the USF bench. That's where they usually have us set up when the configuration allows for it on road games. And he says, it looks like it's going to be another close one. And he just had that feeling because that's just how it was. The Bulls jumped ahead by 5 in the first quarter, but then ECU, which tries to beat opponents basically with the press by wearing them down, by playing 10, sometimes 11 players, even though they had a couple not available due to injury last night. So they only had 9 players all play at least 11 minutes, while the Bulls, by the way, had their 5 starters at least go 26 minutes apiece. Alyssa Rader, 19 minutes on the bench, and then players 7 and 8 combined for 3 minutes on the court. So yeah, ECU definitely had the depth thing working against the Bulls, and it looked like it was going to be a big concern because in a stretch of the game, ECU was turning the Bulls over. They committed 10 in the first half, and it turned a 5-point Bulls lead into a 7-point Pirates lead. In fact, they made 7 shots in a row, did the Pirates, during a stretch while the Bulls were missing 6. But they gathered themselves, made some shots late in the first half. 2 big 3-pointers by Elisa Pinzon got the game back to within 3 points. And then at the half, it ended up being 29-28 as the Bulls actually tied it briefly before the Pirates hit a free throw there at the end of the second. And then in the third quarter, it was USF outscoring the Pirates 16-13 and really doing it from the free throw line, where in the quarter they were 7-for-11 compared to just 1-of-2 for ECU. While the Pirates are missing all five of their three-point attempts, Bulls really weren't doing much there, but they, again, not shooting great from the floor, 33%, and went 7-for-11 from the line. So that allowed them to be up by two going into the fourth quarter. But, again, a stretch of six straight misses that carried over into the early stages of the fourth quarter as the Pirates took the lead. That's where we take over with the highlights, and that's where a player takes over the game.
The Bulls are going to have to work for it. A little bit of a dry spell here. Getting outscored 2-0 in the period. Fortunately, ECU hasn't exactly done well. Oh, an alley-oop, though, as much as it can be, from Monk to Campbell, who catches the ball midair and puts it in. The Pirates have the lead, 46-44. Destiny Campbell, 8 points all in the second half. It's Shepta with the handoff. Does she drive in this time? This is the same play call that they just had. But Shepta has to whip it out to Pinzon. They want to get it inside to Shea Leverett. That might be 3 seconds. She jumps out of the lane, patches for an open three. This is big, folks, and she drains it. Boy, did they need that shot. The Bulls retake the lead, 47-46, with 6:40 to go in the contest. Hadn't scored since those free throws made by Pajic with about 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Took a while, but hey, we'll take it and take back the lead. Boy, Monk, a jumper. You're worried about that shot. It misses. Boy, that's a big turn of events. It seems like she's always came through with that shot here today. So a big, big three by Inna Pajic. She has tied her career high. Next basket will put her at that. Obviously. So they hand it off to Pinzon. Looks over at Jose Fernandez. Makes the play call. Guarded closely by Justice G, 5'7 junior. Oh, this time to the basket and another missed layup. But Shea Leverett gets the offensive rebound. Didn't hit rim, though. The Bulls have got to know this. 5 seconds. Padgett dribbles it, goes to the basket, has it knocked away, and it'll still be Bulls ball, but just 2 seconds to go on the shot clock. This is a big inbounds pass. They are looking to add to a one-point lead with 5:24 to go. Padgett's off the curl, and she was fouled, taking a three. Absolutely she was. Not a good foul committed by the Pirates. Great if you're the Bulls. I cannot remember this year a Bull getting fouled on a three-point shot. But any make here gives her a career high. I have a sneaky suspicion she is going to end up with it. So here's the first free throw. And she drains it. That is her career high in a cool fashion, getting fouled on a three-point shot. Can she make all three possibly as we get greedy? Why not go right from 22 to 25 if you're in it? Yeah, three missed three-pointers in a row before that big make that gave the Bulls the lead. And now, in effect, another three. Inna Pajic has 25 points and completes the 3 points from the foul line. A steal there by Pinzon. Bulls have their biggest lead since the first quarter and now can actually add to it. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we all don't have to sweat out the very end. And if it's that case, then Inna Pajic, with a made three and with one on the shot clock getting fouled, taking one, is a big factor. They have the ball now after a Pirates turnover. Pirates have committed more. Right out of the timeout, Shepta. That was called for her. Elisa Pinzon gets a curling Louisa Shepta. And after an 0-for-10 start, the Latvian is on the board, and the Bulls have their largest lead of the game. A block shot by Shea Leverett. She rejects Desiree Corbin. And the Bulls now with a 6-point lead at the ball, locking down on defense here. Can they possibly make this not dramatic with some baskets in a row here? Pajic with 6 on the shot clock. Wants to try a long three. Feeling it, and she drains it! Anna! Anything is possible! 55-46. Pajic now with 28 points, getting baskets in big chunks, or points in big chunks, and another turnover. Hands it off to Anna. Boy, they are jumping out on her. 8 on the shot clock. Oh, she gets open for a moment. Now looks to drive in, puts it up, and she's fouled on the way to the basket. She'll head there with a chance to hit 30. This has really escalated quickly. Now make it 11 of 12 at the free throw line. 30 points. Anna Pajic is the story right now. 57-46. She's got a smile on her face. Now with 7 on the shot clock. Boy, Pajic's calling for the ball, but Pinzon has it instead. They get it out to Pajic. It's going up. With this would be crazy. Unbelievable. Anna is unconscious. She's got 33 points, a three-pointer, and it's 60-46. So Anna Pajic going to the free throw line, already sitting on 33 points. In the second half, Pajic has a tidy 23. Make it a tidy 24. unbelievable from Anna. 62-46, make it 63-46 as Anna Pajacic now has 35 points. I mean, when she gets her career high, she stomps on it. She came in with 22. Remember, she had never scored in double figures last year, pressed into more duty this year, and has just taken off with it.
I got to double-check my math here because it's insane.
Okay, the Bulls, as the Pirates just made a free throw, made two of them as a matter of fact, had a 19-0 run. Anna Pajacic scored 16 points in that 19-0 run.
It was quite something to behold. It was a 19-0 run. Now, you heard some of the defensive stops forcing the turnovers in there as well. The Pirates took their turn missing six shots in a row. While the Bulls were making three in a row, Shepta ended up just 1 of 10 for the game, but she didn't leave the court except for a minute late in the first half when she had two fouls. It was Pajacic, of course, scoring all the other field goals, specifically 3 three-pointers and all those free throws. And if you look at the final number, she was 8 for 26 from the floor, 6 of 15 on threes, and 13 of 14 at the line. Two Bulls made three shots apiece, Elisa Pinzon and Tamara Henshaw. Henshaw ends up with 9 points and 12 rebounds, so she had some big boards there in the second half. Shea Leverett, it was an interesting game. The Bulls scored the first 8 points. Their first 8 points were between Leverett and Henshaw. Six of them were on putbacks, including two by Leverett. Those were her only two shot attempts of the game, so she really concentrated on the boards. She also had some foul trouble with four. That's why Rader played as much as she did. Alyssa with just 3 points, four boards as well. Bulls on the offensive glass outdid ECU 15-9. They really got, well, if you look at it, they won by 13. They out second chance pointed them 19-6. But the funny thing is, ECU actually made three more shots than the Bulls did from the floor and shot 40%. However, the three-point line and the free throw line were the difference. If you just look at two-point shots, and the Bulls did miss a lot of layups, ECU made, well, 19 of them compared to just 10. Yeah, the Bulls only made 10 shots from inside the arc, not counting free throws, of course. So that difference was a plus 18 favor of the Pirates. But if you look at the three-pointers, the Bulls scored 24 points on the 8 makes compared to just 6. So that was a plus 18 for the Bulls. And then the difference in the game, the margin, 13 points, turned out at the free throw line where the Bulls went 19 of 27 with Anna Pajacic making so many of them while the Pirates were just 6 of 10. So that wasn't the only good news as results elsewhere propelled the Bulls from 9th to 5th place in one night. We'll tell you how that happened and you'll hear my conversation with the star of the show herself, Anna Pajacic, next on Bulls Beat.